The story goes, Rav Toledano tells the story. It's 2 in the morning, a taxi driver driving around Yerushalayim HaKodesh gets a phone call. A couple needs to go to be taken to the hospital from Neve Yaakov all the way north Yerushalayim, all the way to Shaarei Tzedek. The taxi driver picks them up, and halfway down Shderot Begin, the taxi driver realizes this woman is in intense labor. She's really ready to give birth. So he gets really tense, he gets really stressed, distressed. And he speeds up, getting to Shaarei Tzedek as fast as he can, but he misses the turn. He has to go further, he turns around. By the time he gets to Shaarei Tzedek, there's a baby in the backseat. After they take out the baby and the mother and everything, he looks at his car, realizes it's full of blood. It's full of blood. When a woman gives birth, tons of stuff comes out. And his... Exactly. Chazak Baruch. Exactly, exactly. Someone is learning Bava Kama this year. Baruch Hashem. Chazak Baruch Sal. We just said the whole shiur. Okay. So now what? So now who's chayav to pay for the damages? This car was out of commission for 2 days, and the backseat was out of commission for another 5. 1,500 shekel just for cleaning and repairs. Let's not even talk about the 800 shekel a day that the taxi driver claims that he lost for 7 days that he wasn't able to work. What's the halacha? Does the couple have to pay? They claim that this guy went and took too long. He made a wrong turn. It's his fault. The taxi driver's like, excuse me. When did your contraction start? They said, yeah, like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. It was 2 in the morning. What do you mean 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, going to the hospital? The truth is, you're not supposed to go right away. But, so they were told, at 7, 8 o'clock, they were told, don't go right now. At 1:15 in the morning, they were told, okay, come to the hospital. But they only called the taxi at 2:15. Is that an onus? Or is it their fault? There seems to be a Gemara explicitly in Bava Kama that talks about this. Exactly, in Perek HaKones. That's what I thought. Oh, that's why you learned HaKones. The Gemara says that, let's say, my animal is walking on the side of the road and it falls into this guy's field and it damages his field. So I have to either pay Dimei Hana'a or I pay Dimei Hezek, full or only partial, the other way, not respectively, for depending on what happened. But let's say that was a Pishia. So I have to pay for my Pishia. I wasn't showing my animal. But let's say my Pishia wasn't what actually fulfilled itself in the Nezek. The Pishia was leaving my animal on the side of the street and it fell in and it could have damaged. But instead of damaging by eating, the animal was 9 months pregnant, full term, and it gave birth. And Demei Leida were Mazik. All of the stuff that came out, the water broke and everything, that ruined all of the plants on the field. What's the halacha? The Gemara says it depends. If you hold Techilato Bipshia V'Sofo Be'ones, is chayav, I started off doing something that was bipshia. It could have actually been that it fell in and it damaged something, that would have been a pishia, but really, in the end, it was an ones, because it gave birth. That's not the pishia that I messed up with originally. So if you say you're chayav on that, fine. But if you say you're patura on that, what now what? Is this called an ones? Or maybe you should have known, your animal's at full term. Maybe you should have known. So the Gemara says tiku. So now what's the halakha? In Shulchan Aruch it says, in Shulchan Aruch it's Taf Yud Bet, in Choshen Mishpat, it says, we hold Techilato B'Shia V'Sof Be'Ones, Chayav. So good, forget the Tiku. We hold Chayav. But maybe that's only by animals. This is Nizkei Mamon. Human beings, Nizkei Adam. And also, human beings, it's what's the onus? Your animal can't tell you how uncomfortable she is, how much contraction she's having. Maybe that's an onus. A human being, she can complain a lot if she's really in intense labor. Maybe there's a big difference between Nizkei Adam and Nizkei Mamonot. And also, maybe it requires a Techilato B'Pshia. If there was no Techilato B'Pshia, you didn't mess up originally, it's a lack of Shmira, which is only by animals, not by human beings. So then, you can't have this Heter or Pitur of Sofa Be'Ones, and we should say, you should have known that your wife is pregnant, and it's your fault for any hezek that she incurs. So therefore, this ra'ya of Toledano says is actually not a good ra'ya at all. There's a Gemara Nidah, though, that seems to be very similar in a different way. The Gemara says that a woman, women bleed for a portion of the month. A woman lends a clean cloth to her friend, a clean shirt to her friend to wear, and their friend becomes Nidah, and it gets dirty. What, does she have to clean it or not? The Gemara says she's supposed to clean it. So is that, why does she have to clean it? So it's a machloket acharonim. We're not going to delve into the depths right now. It's machloket acharonim why. Either it's midin shimira, that whenever you accept something, you're going to give it back clean. It's midin shomrim. Or maybe it's midin nizikin, that whenever it's normal for me to use this way, And it's normal for it to get dirty this way. So I'm expected to undo whatever doesn't actually, you know, ruin the thing itself. I'm expected to undo whatever I can of regular usage. For example, the Gemara talks about how when I live in an apartment, I ruin the walls. The walls get darker because I'm living there. I'm using up the space. I'm chayav for that. But if I poskim say, if you actually clean the walls, you won't be. So here also, if you clean the shirt, you won't be. So here, this woman rented out a taxi. So maybe she should be chayavet to pay midin nizikin for cleaning it up. That's normal usage of a taxi. Well, no, women don't have babies in the back of a taxi. It's not normal usage of a taxi. So therefore, the one who says that this is going to be midin nizikin to wash the shirt, it's not good. The one who says that it's going to be din shomrim will still say, yeah, you see your chayav based on this gemara. So wait, we're not really learning Baba Kamitzia right now in shomrim. So let's just go a little bit further. This type of teshuvah shows you how in order to be a dayan, you really have to know all of Chosh and Mishpat backwards and forwards. We're not there yet. Bezat Hashem, one day we all will be. But in the meantime, let's go on further. He discusses Ba'alav Imo. Whenever you damage something that belongs to somebody who's working for you, that you'd be patura mina Torah. But he gets out of it by saying that in order to say you're patura min Ba'alav Imo, you have to take three different stances and say kimli on each one. Kimli means that I, even though there's a machloket here, I say the halacha is like that one. And since I'm muhsak, I'm holding the money, you can't take it away from me because you have to prove to me the halacha is the other way. So basically, I'm motzi mechavir al paraya. But probably a lot to say about that too. There is a lot to say about that also. He says, therefore, don't talk about Ba'alav Imo because you have to triple kimli in order to keep that money. Good. Let's get to Bava Kama. That was Bava Mitzia. Let's get to Bava Kama. Ones. Where do we talk about ones? The Gemara Nal Chav Zayim we were speaking about yesterday. The Gemara said, Amanich Alikab Rishu Rabim. Mishnah says, Ba'achir Mitzkabo, he's patur. But if he's huzakbo, you're chayav, because you weren't supposed to leave it there. Why is he patur for breaking my kad that I left in the Rishu Rabim, says the Gemara. Isn't there, didn't the Mishnah, Adafa go tell me that Adam u'ad olam, even on ones and Adam is chayav? So therefore the Gemara gives four answers. And one of the answers was, Shmuel says, Ba'afela Ashanu. That it was dark. He couldn't see in front of him, so he's in ones. He couldn't see in front of him. He's in Ones, the guy who was walking the Shehar Abim. Once he's in Ones, in Anus, he's not Chayav. Tosfos says, so isn't there still a stira? What's the difference between Mishnah says, Adam u'ala olam is Chayav on Ones, and this Mishnah is saying that you're Pater on Ones when it's Ba'afela Shanu? So Tosafot, this is one of the most famous Tosafot in Bava Kama. Rav Shapira loves to talk about it all the time. He says, it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch though, but it's one of the most famous Tosafot in Bava Kama. Tosafot says it depends on the ones. Really, there's four categories. Of when it's an ones gamur, you have no involvement, there's nothing you could have done, a meteor struck, you're patur. When there's pishiyat hanizak, when you made a big mistake, and then an ones happened, so you're chayav, you made a big mistake. What about there? But then there's two middle categories. That's what these two Mishnayot are about. And he proves it throughout Shas. There's many, many different cases where Tosafot says, this ones is chayav, that ones is patur. Why? Because one of them is ones ke'en geneva. One of them is an ones as if it was stolen from you. That's really out of your hands. And another one is an ones ke'en aveda. An ones that's like you lost it. You made a mistake. You weren't paying attention. And because of your negligence, it was lost. When the Mishnah, and then Tosafot has these four categories, and that's beautiful, very nice. The Ramban says, no. There's no such thing as, first of all, Kein Geneva, Kein Aveda, which you have to learn the Tosafot and see how he connects it to six different cases in Shas. But the Ramban says, there isn't even a case of Ones being Chayav and regular Ones, and Ones Gamur, that's totally out of your control, being Patur. The Ramban says, every case of Ones is Chayav. That's the Ramban in Bava Metzia. Now, what does the Ramban hold? Some say the Rambam is mechalek. Ones gamur is patur. Ones sheinu gamur, regular ones is chayav. Only two categories. Good. So let's review. Tosafot says four categories: real pshishyat and izak, ones kein aveda. You're slightly at fault, so therefore you're chayav. At least in nezek, you're not chayav anything else. Ones kein geneva, where you're basically it wasn't in your hands. And then ones gamur is completely out of your hands. Four cases in Tosafot. The Ramban says, no. All four of them, first of all, there is no such thing. There are only two. And even those two, ones regular, ones gamur, you're chayav. Rambam does take the two, Ones Regil and Ones Gamor, and it, according to many, he would be Mechalek that way, and he would say that in Shulchan Aruch also. That's how Harav Shechter always presents it. But there are many Acharonim, and even some Rishonim, who read the Rambam differently. Some read the Rambam to be like Tosafot, and some read the Rambam to be like the Ramban, that you're chayav on any ones. In fact, if you open a Shulchan Aruch, there is no, or open a Rambam, there is no chiluk explicitly between ones and ones gamur, that one is chayav and the other one is patur. It's just regular ones chayav. You have to be medayek in a few cases to get me that ones gamur is patur. So if you want to tell me it's a machloket Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, then, because the Ramah does add it, the Ramah adds in the words ones gamur, so then it depends on the couple being Sfaradi or being Ashkenazi. Maybe. Not so true. Not so true. He explains, what's the onus? You could have avoided it. You knew about it for hours in advance. Onus gamur is you had nothing. You couldn't have done anything about this. Everyone holds this is a regular onus. And a regular onus, you are Adam Hamazik, Adam Moel Le'olam, and therefore you are Chayav. Finally, yeah, he goes many, many different points in Halakha. I just want to focus on one more. Obviously, the damage belongs to the, is not just the baby's damage, it's also the woman's damage. She's has a lot of stuff in her, it's coming out, it's her fault too, not just the baby. There's one other point that he points out, and Mishnah, Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, that let's say someone is running after you to kill you. Rodeh. So what's the halacha? Habal argecha, hashkem l'argo. You can get up and kill him. But what if killing him requires you to, I don't know, to take, you know, hijack somebody's car and run him over? Yeah. But in the process, you're going to break it. I'm going to ruin his car because, you know, you hit somebody. Whatever it is. What's the halacha? Mishmara says that you have to pay the guy whom you stole his car. You have to pay him in order to save your life. Matzil atzmo me'amon chavero. It's also a sugya in Bava Kama to some extent. Matzil atzmo me'amon chavero. Chayav to pay. Good? Chayav to pay. What if I see the rodef running after the nirdaf? I see this murderer running after his victim, his potential victim, and I grab somebody's, I don't know, car, and I run him over. And I ruin the car in the process. The Gemara says, I'm patur. Harodef achar harodef, it's patur. Why? It's a takana. Because if everyone who wanted to save another person's life had to think, I should take the most least expensive thing here to kill the guy, you won't really succeed in killing the guy. Do whatever you can, the Chachamim say, and we'll give you an insurance policy, you're patur. So there's a takana there, that I can save someone's life, and I'm patur, I don't have to pay for the onet. I don't have to pay for the damage. So here, the woman got in the car to save the baby. The woman had to save the baby's life. So she got in a taxi, and so what? It cost. She ruined the backseat of the guy's taxi. At the end of the day, it was necessary in order to save the baby. It's the same thing as hijacking a car and killing the rodef. So he says, wait a minute. This woman's now what? Do you say there's a takana in that case also? There's no real, you know, physical rodef in that case. It's just that the baby is trying to come out and it's in a takana situation. But there's no one running after the baby to kill it. So do you say that there's a takana from the chachamim that you're patur on any nezek that you incur in that case, or no? The chachamim. Or only mitaken in the specific tziur, the specific manifestation of the case of someone running after a nirdaf, and you run after the rodef and you kill him. That's a machloket acharonim. So some, the Choshen Aharon, is a Dayan apparently in Bnei Brak, he says, yeah, you can say kimli, you can say I hold like the one who says there's a takana in this case, and therefore I'm patur. Very nice. He actually had the same shaila. Perfect. Done. We're all done. So Rabbi Toledano says, no. This lady says that when she got in the car, she wasn't in labor. So then she wasn't using the car to save the baby. That's what she said. And the other way around, who told her to get in a taxi? You're only patur if you save yourself when you had no other choice, right? But to use this car. Call an ambulance. What's your problem? Why'd you call a taxi? The ambulance is equipped to help you. Call an ambulance. Who told you to call a taxi? You want to save 500 shekels? Sorry. Okay. Fine. Whatever it is, I don't know. But I think I have to check the numbers these days. But either way, in terms of the Shevet, in terms of the lost wages, if Toledano discusses it, but either way, the guy wasn't Toveya, the lost wages. The guy just wanted the damages to be repaid. And he has a lot more to say, and we have a lot more to learn to understand fully. But finally, he says that the halacha was that he said that the couple should pay 1,500 shekel to the driver, and in the postscript, it says that the driver let go of the charges, and therefore nothing ever happened. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen, amen, amen. Everybody should learn from this that b'mimhera b'yameinu is Hashem and the b'shah tova. When you're expecting, go to get an ambulance.